Just a little policy background on the program itself. The program kind of came into being in a think tank called the Economic Innovation Group. And what they were really trying to do was address two issues that they had noticed come up since the Great Recession in 2009. First, they noticed while there had obviously been a general economic recovery across the United States, that recovery was not evenly distributed. Generally you would see economic recovery happening a lot more in, coastal regions or big cities, but you wouldn't really see it as much in, say the Midwest or some of the interior regions of the United States or some rural areas. In addition, you were seeing during this time a lot of investors who had, either invested in the stock market or invested in other businesses generate a ton of capital gains. And so the values of their investments were increasing by a lot. And the problem they were noticing with this is that that's money that could have been put to use in investing in new businesses or new projects. But what happens when you sell something that appreciates? You have to pay a tax on it. And so a lot of people who didn't want to pay a capital gains tax would continue to sit in on their investments and not put, their newfound money to good use. And so, like I said, the Opportunity Zones program is an attempt to address both of those problems. And the general framework is that if you have a capital gain, so, let's say you were holding on to Google stock for the past 10 years and you want to cash in, you'll have a capital gain that, is generated as a result of that. You don't have to pay tax on it right away if you put your money into a qualified opportunity fund. And so the first piece of this is that there was a deferral on your capital gains for whatever you put into a qualified opportunity fund. In addition to that, there are some tax liability eliminating events. So if you hold your taxable investment in a qualified opportunity fund for at least 5 years, you get a 10% reduction in your tax liability. For at least 7 years, you get an additional 5% reduction in your tax liability. And so we'll go into the details of some of those programs a little further on, but that's generally how the program works. And to qualify for the benefits of this program, you have to put your money into something called a qualified opportunity fund. And a qualified opportunity fund has to put their money into businesses located in areas called qualified opportunity zones. Those were areas designated by the governors of every state last year and certified by Treasury. And generally, in terms of qualifying for the program itself, any taxpayer who has any capital gain can generally qualify. So it can be you as an individual. If you own a business that sold an investment, whether it's through an LLC or a corporation, that can be a qualified investor. Even REITs or corporations. And in terms of what is considered a qualified opportunity fund, there is no official certification process for it. Essentially, the IRS decided that you would do what's called a self-certification. And so if you want to form a qualified opportunity fund with your first tax return, you essentially include a form called a Form 8996 that designates you as a qualified opportunity fund. It's a two-page form with four lines on it. So the certification part is really easy to do. And that was by design. They wanted people to really get into this program very quickly. And in terms of the businesses that can be invested in, generally any type of business. The only exception is certain businesses under the tax code that are designated as what we call SIN businesses. So this can be things like liquor stores, gambling halls, that type of thing. The type of business that government decided is not something worth incentivizing. And like I said, in terms of the areas that were designated as qualified opportunity zones, in 2018, there was a process whereby the governors of each state and territory went through the census tracts located in their states and territories. And they designated certain areas that they considered worthy of investment as qualified opportunity zones. And in terms of the areas that were eligible for this designation, these are areas that are classified as low-income communities under the tax code. And to get that classification, you have to have a certain level of low-income residents in your area or a certain level of residents living below the poverty line.